Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, and happy hump day to all fans of the Top Stories podcast. I've been reliably informed that hump day is not what it sounds like. Let's escape from human news now and go back into the Bugle archive for some epic termite news, taken from Bugle 4088 in the year 2018 with Alice Fraser, plus a cameo from producer Chris. Here is Top Story from the episode, Termites and Populists.
Top Story this week, termite news. Alice, you are the Bugle's
insect carefully.
And termite correspondent.
I am indeed. Yeah. And there's an incredible amount of termite news. As with all termite news, you start looking and then you uncover more and more and more until you have to move out of your house. Dr. Martin, an entomologist at the University of Salford in England, has discovered a termite city. It's built by Syntermes diris, I think that's right, among the largest termite species at about half an inch long. And there are about 20 million mounds. And they're spread across an area as large as Britain, making it the biggest metropolis ever discovered. This is an ancient civilization. The youngest mound is about 690 years old, and the oldest is at least 3,820 years old, which is about the age of the Great Pyramids in Giza in Egypt. So basically, termites are way more futuristic than we will ever be. There is no intermound conflict. They seem to all be from the same family, and they're doing it right, Andy.
Right. Because, I mean, human civilization, I think we can all agree, is going through a bit of a moment right now.
Yeah.
So maybe there are lessons to be learned from. I mean, the termites are far more enduringly successful species than humans. I mean, we're doing all right at the moment, top of the rankings right now, but, you know, it could be just, you know, momentary. Could be like Blackburn Rovers winning the Premier League.
We need to take a heavily chewed leaf out of the Book of the Termites, right, and get our shit together, Andy.
The Book of the Termites, that's my favourite bit of the Old Testament, by the way. so this termite city, the size of Britain, and well, the problem that comes with dangers, the property prices in these centrally located termite mounds are f***ing ridiculous. Especially if you're a working-class termite doing a manual job. Sorry, a mandible job. Mm-hmm. It takes you... I mean, the commute is a shitting nightmare. I mean, if you're a termite living in a city the size of Britain, you've got a life expectancy of around 1 year and you live on the outskirts, you will literally never get to work.
Yeah.
I haven't done the maths on that, but I assume it's true.
I mean, given that I now know that there is a termite city the size of Britain existing in Brazil, I feel much less guilty about when I find a termite telling it to go back to where it came from.
Oh, right. God, you've been staying in Britain too long, haven't you? Brexit's seeped into your Australians.
Oh, come on. We've been really good at racism for a long time, Andy.
But I think, yeah, speaking as a Brit, I think we relate to the termite in this country. It's a very British insect in a lot of ways. So the natural colonisers, they have a horrifically unhealthy diet. And the Queen lives for way longer than the ordinary plebs. It's uncanny, isn't it? Absolutely uncanny.
Also, you do communicate through a series of complex scents.
Yeah. That's the British way.
Just smelling each other and getting messages around
bacon,
that way.
Chips. Pickled eels.
In more termite news now, a discovery among termite colonies in Japan suggests that in termite colonies, males can be discarded from societies in which they once played an active role. Now this, Andy, is a terrible example of the unforeseen consequences of feminist rhetoric. Right. It is not enough that we've got a feminized society, soft playgrounds, boys aren't allowed to punch each other in the face in the classroom anymore. Now we have to impose our feminist principles on the termites too. Thanks, Ms. Pankhurst, you horrible suffragette slag. I bet you didn't think
that's my absolutely my favourite Bob Dylan song.
I bet you didn't think this would happen when you decided to encourage your followers to fight the king's horse. This is a terrible thing for male termites who probably built the termite mounds in the first place. We know that statistically speaking, male termites are more logical and powerful than female termites, and now I just can't support these pussy-hat-wearing, man-hating, rad feminist mites. What's next? Stop eating wood because it reminds you of penis? I mean, probably not. They have tiny rudimentary brains and they don't understand why they do anything. That's termites, not feminists, obviously. Obviously, I am a feminist, Andy. I've just been struggling with some of the extreme ends of the feminist movement at the moment. I feel like, you know, you say you're a feminist and then you immediately get associated with, like, the ones who are on Twitter saying horrible things. I feel like the kind of very loud, angry feminists are like the erect nipples on the body of feminism.
Right.
Like, you want to ignore them, but you can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it, I guess, in a lot of ways. Yeah, so, I mean, they found 4,200 termites without a single male termite. And it's possible they just excavated the termite hen party to end all termite hen parties. Or maybe they would have just found one harrowed-looking male termite in the middle, in the remnants of a police outfit. It's possible all the boy termites are playing Dungeons and Dragons. We just don't know. But termites, in many ways, they've laid down the blueprint for human society. I think they're a species we should look up to, not just because they've lasted for, you know, since the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Advanced cities, advanced social structures, the willingness to destroy absolutely everything in their path to get done what they want to get done. These are our heroes and our role models. And just one quick termite fact before we move on. The popular spread Marmite is made of a combination of crushed termite kidneys and the rendered down remnants of marsupials, or martyrs, one of the two, I forget. Its Australian rival Vegemite, by contrast, your national dish.
Yeah, Alice, tell me about
it,
Andy.
Is named after the ancient tribe, the Vegemites, who were wiped out by the Babylonians in the year 2x cubed BC, I think, for an extra two marks. What is X?
I've actually eaten termites.
Have you?
Yeah. They taste like carrots.
Mm.
Are you sure you didn't eat a carrot?
I mean, carrots don't tend to crawl up your fingers whilst you try to eat them off them.
but you ate live termites?
Yeah.
Right. Well, and what was the occasion of this?
I was on holiday and we were on a forest walk.
Are you a secret agent?
Yes. And all secret agents famously have to eat termites as part of the initiation.
Part of your triathlon training or something?
It was.
I guess if you get peckish on the... If you're cycling
through... If you get lost in the woods and there's just a termite city, what are you going to eat?
What if the termites been taking protein steroids? You could fail a drug. That would be an interesting excuse, wouldn't it, for a sport? I ate a contaminated termite.
Shitload of doped up termites.
So just sorry, I didn't let you get to the end of your story of why the fuck you ate a termite.
We were just on a forest walk, and the guide just grabbed a stick and he stuck it in what turned out to be a termite mound and said, "Who wants to eat termites?" And this dickhead was the first to put his hand up.
Right.
And ate them off the stick as they sort of, you know, just ate them off my fingers.
Yeah.
And they were tasty.
Yeah.
And apparently they taste like carrots because they're high in keratin, as are carrots.
Right.
There you go.
That's the future of food, isn't it?
I'm prepared to be shouted down and be told that's absolute bullshit in terms of the keratin.
I mean, are you 100% sure he wasn't f***ing with you?
No, I'm not. He did stick a stick in the ground and make me eat termites. So.
I mean, that explains why you can't sustain human body weight and you just collapse if I put a foot on you.
Well, this is a very exciting development for food, the non-vegan carrot.
There you go. That's it. Why not follow us on Twitter at @HelloBuglers? Well, there's a number of reasons why you wouldn't do that now, particularly with Twitter as it is. But anyway, if you want to, the option is still there.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.